Good morning. It's 5:41, a couple of minutes early. We're happy to be with you. We're happy you're here with us on the Morning Reboot on Q105. If you want to be a part of the show, Josh, Deanna, Scott.
Scott from Maumee.
Our very first texters of the morning, as always. Good morning to you. We beat you to it.
Dina, sorry.
419-240-1055 is our number. You can text us anytime. You can call us to be a part of the show when we open up things like panel full of ladies, kids who are picky eaters, handicap space violators, and some other lousy etiquette. We've got a lot to do today, so a lot of room for phone calls. And again, 419-240-1055. Again, brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig, around 850 or so. Your very first national keyword of the day to text for the $1,000 payoff. You've got until 9:20 to text that word in, and then a random person will be selected to win that $1,000. We'll give it to you around 8:50 if you tune in a little bit late or tune back in. We'll try to give it to you again as many times as we can between 8:50 and 9:20. It's a busy morning, so let's kind of dive right in. 5:42, good
let's
morning.
Do it.
It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
But I don't know if it's you because you don't have ID.
Oh, don't do this to me right now. I have discovered, oh my God, Monday tongue. I have discovered that where my anxiety comes from. I have lost my ID. It is anywhere between here, my other job, and my house.
Let's break this down. Because I too had a bit of an anxiety fit.
Oh.
And
I wasn't born here, so like me getting a new one is going to be H-E-L-L, like it is all the time.
So it is?
Yep, every time, so it's due, it expires next year, but like every time, like, I don't know how they do it, every 4 years for your birthday?
Roughly.
I go through hell in a handbasket to get it, because I was born in Texas. And every time I take my birth certificate, the DMV lady, it's always the lady who gives me attitude. She's like, this is very tattered. I'm like, well, it's damn near 40 years old. I'll be 36 this year.
You've been through it before.
Yes.
It gets done.
It does.
It's a little bit of a headache.
It is.
But nothing insurmountable.
No. And I think I'm just freaking out because I'm going on a trip next month, at the end of the month. So I'm just like, I'm happy it happened now for it to happen. Because right. I know like the new state IDs, you have to mail them. I also have a speeding ticket, so I'm just like, oh, now I gotta focus on that again.
The red light thing.
Yeah, which I was gonna pay anyway, but I put it in the one day I'll get to pile.
Mm-hmm.
And now today I'm just like, oh crap, you may have to get a new ID. So now I gotta go scramble, find that ticket so I can pay it. Because I'm sure there's a block on my ID, whatever, like last time.
Not with the red light cameras, I don't think.
That's I still just, want to get it out the way, just
I get
in case.
It.
You know
I get
what I mean?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is, definitely want to get that out the
it's
way.
It's like a credit card bill or something you set to the side.
Yeah.
I did it with my UT ticket. And then they sent, how long did I sit on that? 3-4 weeks? I got 3 notices in the mail.
See, I only got one. And that was when I got it in, I think we talked about it in January.
For UT?
No, for my little highway speeding
I'm talking
the radar gun.
Like UT.
Oh, you sat on it.
$25, how much did they pay in postage and a headache to get me 3?
Right.
It'll be okay. You've been through this before. It's a headache.
I'll be good. And like I said, I messaged my girls at work, and it could be because I was wrangling up a kid when they were leaving, and my phone did like slip out of my pocket. So,
yep.
But I'm happy to lose the ID over the debit card.
There you go.
So I got my money still. But, you know, it happens. I'm not the only one in the world who loses stuff. And that I'm that person too. Like I dwell on that.
And it's such a common thing that while it is a bit of a headache,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot easier than it used to be
mm-hmm.
to get something correct.
Yeah.
To get something like that fixed up.
So I could, like I said, like when I noticed it was missing this morning, it was like when I went to use the bathroom and I was like, well, you can't look for it accurately now. You only got like 15-20 minutes. So I'll dwell on it for like maybe 30 minutes and get over it.
I had some anxiety beating me up over the last couple of days. I'll get to that in a minute. It's been a minute. By the way, it's Q105, the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, 419-240-1055. We have a very cool opportunity thanks to the Ronald McDonald House, and we'll have them on the air with us. You can hear this shortly after 6 a.m., 6 mm-hmm. o'clock this morning. Really cool opportunity, and I would really like for you to know about the Ronald McDonald House that we have here. I hope you never have to use it, but it's there if you do need it to help out you and your family if your kids ever get ill. Made some, Dr. Andrea hung out yesterday, and we both had been reading a book. She finished it a little bit after me. It's called The Coddling of the American Mind. I referenced it a couple of times because it opened my eyes to a lot of things. It affirmed some theories that I've had about, you know, what I experience in life and when I'm out and about and interacting with people. And we chatted for it yesterday for about 20 minutes, and it is some exclusive off-air podcast content, which is available right now. I just posted it this morning.
Awesome.
We haven't done much off air stuff.
No.
When I have you drop by and
yeah.
Because we're knocking out shows all week.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are some exclusive. Don't listen to it now because we're on the air.
Yeah, we need you to listen to us now.
Wait till after 10 o'clock, but it's there if you want it. Please do subscribe. If you need the podcast link, text Eric, ERIC, to 419-240-1055. My anxiety thing. I was, I don't want to get too deep into it, but it did involve Cece.
Oh, no.
And I guess I got ahead of myself, and I should have known better because I like to think I'm less cold than I used to be.
Still
cold,
but
not as cold.
Yeah, right.
And you don't throw away just a good thing. And I should have understand that she's just trying to maneuver through some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I pounced away too quickly. Especially since Janet had, do you remember what she kept saying about, what did Janet keep hinting at? Like, she's like, you guys are just great, but.
You're great, but she needs time. It's not over. She kept saying it.
Do you remember the one thing that she kept going through from the beginning? If you think Janet's stuff is all like horse poop, Night King stuff, and snarks and snozzle wangers.
I know what she said, but I can't form into words. Like, I see her doing this, like pointing at
communication.
Yeah.
So we hadn't spoken for several days, and I was a little concerned about a variety of things, and I happened to catch up with my therapist, who I'd love to have on the air one day. And your imagination, and my anxiety is much better than it used to be. Thank God for Cymbalta. It's better for my anxiety than it is for, you know, depression stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody ever diagnosed my anxiety, but it was a real problem. It was stifling and crippling at times, and I was inching towards that. I don't know if you could tell yesterday, but I was very tense. So I reached out to Chris, and he's like, you got to get answers to your ifs, because you got like a universe full of ifs, and you need answers. So he's like, ask the questions. Like, I'm kind of worried.
Well, it's like my mom, you can't live your life in what ifs. Because it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, because it'll eat you up.
It's the biggest open-ended question ever, because you can go from one way to another, and then find out your answer is way over there, and you were nowhere near it.
Yep. You know, I call it catastrophizing, and I used to be really, quote-unquote, good at it, thinking the absolute worst. Now I just think bad. And lo and behold, I texted her, and because I figured she just, whatever it was, I backed off. But Janet said communication was going to be a problem. I'm like, I called Janet. Well, first things first, I texted her. We had a quick exchange. And I was like, okay, take your time. And so I'm not giving up on that because I like her a lot. And she can work through it. And I have other things to concentrate on besides trying to date other people. And, you know, we'll see that it works. It's a big thing trying to work into her life what she's doing right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That's good. I'm happy.
And it's funny, as soon as we had this brief dialogue, I didn't want to take up too much of her time. When I was younger, I used to be very pushy. Because when you meet somebody that you really like, you don't know if there's other, you think that this is somebody you're going to, this could be the last one ever.
Right.
Or you hope it is.
You become very overbearing.
Yes.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yes,
Trust me.
And that's me. So I didn't want to be that here. But it took my anxiety from like 8.5 to 2.
That's good, though. I mean, honestly, like, and I think everyone has some bit of anxiety when it comes to stuff. But, like, you know more because you work more with mental health issues. Like, I could say, oh, I'm so anxious. I have anxiety because I can't find my ID. But, like, you're like, no, you're just worried. Calm down. It'll happen. You've been through this before. You know how to process it. But, like, I'm happy you, and you're the one to text out. So you reached out, right? And just to be like,
My therapist, Chris, he's like, you got to get an answer. He's like, I know it. You're afraid of the answers that are ruminating in your mind. And he's like, just get an answer. And I did. And I felt much, because I thought the worst. I'm like, she's clearly in another state having an abortion right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, my anxiety before Cymbalta was so crippling. The things I thought.
Oh, no.
And it's really just her trying to deal with the adjustment in her life, which mm-hmm. is, which is, and her, like me, very intelligent and an overthinker. Like, mm-hmm. that's where you kind of wish ignorance was bliss.
Yeah.
Instead of overthinking and ruminating. But we're good. And so I had a, I'll get to this in 1 second. I had a Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition thing last night, mm-hmm. quick presentation. And as I was waiting for it, I called Jen and I was like, I don't have long to talk, but what did you say that she and I were going to have an issue with? Communication. I was like, guess what we've been having a problem with the last couple of days. I was like, I just want to let you know, and don't hurt your elbow patting yourself on the back too hard.
Right.
And she's like, I told you, I'll call you in an hour.
Exactly. I'm going to start calling her Auntie Janet.
Do you know what the Believe Center is?
I don't, but I feel like I should.
Don't feel bad. You know the Toledo Soup events that I host, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it's actually, if you're listening, Kevin Randall's brought it up because he wants to go, or
I think Kevin's
he
come
asked
out.
If I was going, and I go, I have no idea what you're talking about.
May 19th is the next one.
Okay,
and I've been a part of them for like the last 6 or 7 of them. They're mm-hmm. twice a year. People. From the community, submit good community ideas. It's free to submit. Just Google Toledo Soup. You submit a good community idea looking for some funding, a micro grant, like up to $1,500. Four presentations are selected. You have 4 minutes to present to a group of about 100 people or so, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more. And then everyone eats soup from local chefs and some other goodies that are made. And whoever gets the most votes wins the money.
Nice.
Last year, last May, and the next one is coming up May 19th. May 19th at the Toledo Incubation Lab, which is right off of Doran Central.
Okay.
Incubation. I think that's what our business incubator. They'll host it. We'll be there May 19th. And the Belief Center won last year, or last May. And their community center, I knew they were in the Old South End.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Old South End and spots of it kind of confused. And they host events for, I guess, at-risk kids.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of, and I never knew what it was until last night. Because I went there.
Okay.
They had... Like a dancing class. They have a giant gymnasium there, which I think was what they were looking for Toledo Soup money last year to do their basketball dinners on Friday nights. And we had a Suicide Prevention Coalition presentation there last night with a handful of kids. And it's part of the Aurora L. Gonzalez Center.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
I guess it's commonly known as mm-hmm. the Belief Center. It's, right off the trail on South.
Yeah,
like,
I know exactly
literally
where it is.
Right off the trail.
It's where the old people go to the casinos. They meet there. Yeah, I know there's exactly what you're talking
there's
about.
There's a couple of different buildings there. And
the elderly, I should say.
We held the Toledo Soup a couple of years ago at the Sophia Quintero Arts and Cultural Center, mm-hmm. Squawk. And we have, like, the beginning of the old South End right there is, like, our own little Hispanic neighborhood.
Yeah, I love that neighborhood. Like, the art, the graffiti art. Like, yep. I love it over there.
Yeah, me too. So we were out there last night for a presentation, and I'd never known where the Belief Center was, and what a cool building.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat building. They have a... I would just look it up. It's, and I guess most of the kids that were there last night were Hispanic. I think there was only like one white girl.
Mm-hmm.
At-risk youth in the neighborhood. I don't know, whatever. It was a great spot.
Doing some good. So that's awesome.
Look into it. Look into it, please. And then I did see, I wanted to snap a photo of it. There is some, there are boxing matches coming to the Pinnacle.
Hmm.
And it's like low-level boxing. It's not like championship-level boxing, but I was like, that's a cool idea.
People get into that too.
Yeah. Janet's event was just the Pinnacle.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have boxing there. And I didn't even know they did that.
One escapes to another. I love it.
Exactly. pull your cards out. Let me know who's going to win the fight.
Right.
So that was my beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
That's good. I just worked and went to sleep. I cooked.
I saw.
I'm good.
I went and break a little bit early so we can get into the Ronald McDonald House, but I didn't want to comment. It looked really good. What did you make?
It was marinated sesame ginger chicken.
So a little Asian?
Yeah, and then I didn't really care for the teriyaki rice, but I had it in my cabinet, so I just made it and forced myself to eat it.
From scratch?
No, no, no. The chicken was from scratch, like the right. marinade stuff, but like the rice was like Lipton's rice I had. I was like, oh, let me use this. And I was like, this is why I didn't use it in the first place. Not a fan.
It was like pre-flavored rice?
Yeah, I was, mm-mm. I still ate it, though, because I was like, okay, it's good, but it's not like my taste palate worthy. Right. I'm like, ugh. And then I had a salad.
It looked good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm trying this new cooking at home, and now I got the sniffles. Every time I cook at home, I get the sniffles.
It's allergy season.
It is, and there's rain coming. Every time it's supposed to rain, this nose is like, we don't want to work anymore.
I read something the other day that it says, no, you're not imagining things. Your allergies are getting worse. And I guess it has, I don't want to get into any kind of like political nonsense, but I guess, yes, allergy seasons have been worse lately. And happy Black Hole Day.
Is that happening today?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to take it personally.
We get to see the black hole.
Do we get to see it? Because I feel like overseas gets to see all the cool outer space stuff all the time, and we get gypped because, A, we're like, I think we're like the last time zone, and then our weather does never cooperate. It's going to be cloudy today. We're not going to see
it. You can't see it in the sky. There'll be pictures.
Oh.
But yeah, 9 o'clock this morning.
I was like, well, I'm going to see a black hole this
morning. 9 o'clock, they're going to release pictures of never-before-seen black hole, and if you've watched any kind of science fiction, you're familiar with this. Like, nothing can escape it, and we can just call it Floyd's butthole. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up, because when I said black hole last week, you thought I was talking about your butt.
Well, can we, like, can we get pictures from online and me turn around like, oh, look at the black hole.
Yeah, kind of like what everybody did with Kim Kardashian's photo a couple of years ago.
With the thing on her butt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. 558, the Ronald McDonald House on a great opportunity they have for you next.
Q10. Yeah. Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
By the way, 6:30 here, Eric and Floyd. Floyd has, we have working headphones.
We have working headphones. I'm back.
But we're on the lookout for Floyd's ID. What does it look like?
It looks like me on a plastic thing with a hologram of the seal of Ohio on it.
If you see it, call us.
And I am not an organ donor.
Lucas County Commissioners on Tuesday announced details to redevelop the downtown Seagate Convention Center and adjacent former Hotel Seagate. We've been waiting for this for quite a while. Construction is expected to start this summer with the hotel completed by February of 21 and the convention center to follow shortly after. The $70 million project will have three aspects: a 200-room dual-branded Hyatt Hotel, a 1,000-seat ballroom, where there's an entrance to underground parking, and a new exterior for the 32-year-old convention center. The county wants all the projects to be finished by the time Toledo and the Inverness Club host the 2021 Solheim Cup, which pits the best women golfers from the United States against their counterparts from Europe. It's kind of like the men's Ryder Cup, if you're familiar with that. It'll give us about 250 jobs and 530 permanent jobs related to convention activity and around $50 million annually in business. So, all good news.
I like it. And then the picture they posted, like, of the, I don't want to say demo, the...
What it'll look like?
Yeah. It looked cool.
It does. It looks cool. And it's run by the Renaissance, same people, which I'm happy to see because it's... They can work together.
Yes.
They can work together. Yes. We call him Loose Cannon Comb Ives because he's always popping off, right? That's Nick. Now we'll call him Equal Pay Comb Ives.
Ooh.
Our friend Councilman Nick Comb Ives and his fellow councilperson, Yvonne Harper, yesterday formally introduced the Equal Pay Act, an ordinance that said they would help prevent pay inequities in Toledo's workplaces, especially for women and people of color. The reality is if you're a woman or a person of color, your likelihood of being paid less increases. So if you go to your next job and they ask you what you're paid and they use that as a means to decide how much they're going to pay you going forward, you will continue to be paid less for the same job as your counterparts. It's modeled after the Equal Pay Act that Cincinnati's city council passed last month. Basing a worker's salary offer on a wage from previous jobs can perpetuate wage inequity, according to Harper. Wages should be based on job responsibilities and level of experience of the applicant. Can I throw a couple thoughts at this?
Yes.
I wrote them down, and they're just like standalone statements, I guess. I don't care who or what you are. You should be paid what you're worth.
Yes.
From one perspective of this, people can lie about what they've made in the past, trying to get more money.
Yes.
I don't think that's nearly as common as workers not getting paid their value by employers.
That's the thing. When someone wants a job, they're going to be very honest with you. Like, I maybe that's just my mindset, but like, I'll up it like a dollar, but like, I'm going to be very honest with you. Like, I get paid such and such. I've gotten paid such this fast job. And then, I don't know. Maybe I just have that honest mindset, but I know there's people out there who are just like, I've made 25.30 cents, and you're like, what? No. So I don't know.
Two other just standalone points. Employers will almost always try to save money on hires. I've watched it happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Doesn't matter what color you are. It likely happens more to women and minorities, but it's happened to me. I know it's happened to me. I've seen budgets and pay lines. And lastly, you can always walk away if you don't believe they're offering you your true value.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, you're good enough to get the interview. I would look in that aspect in that way if it were to happen to me. Like, luckily for me, I don't think I have ran into this issue, but I know it's out there. And
I don't want to debate this with Nick. I just want to discuss it. Mm-hmm. So, because I don't believe that it doesn't happen. I'd just like to know just how pervasive it is. Because I know it happens to women and minorities, likely more, but it happens to everyone. Companies are always trying to save money.
Yeah, but I feel like when you're a minority and a woman, like, it's they kind of use that as like, oh, we can put one over on them.
You know what you say?
Deuces.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
and you go.
But if it's a job I really, really want, and I've worked hard for, like,
do you really want to work for those people who are willing to do that to you, though?
No, but I feel like for some people, it's a foot in the door in a career that you love, and I feel like you have to, in most cases, why they take the lower pay is they push their pride aside. Like, this is something I want to do. I've done it before.
Yeah, and that I think is that's more applicable to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
People of any color and gender. And have you ever met anybody who has thought that they were overpaid or properly paid?
No, but I met people who, like me, who are like, oh, they're so overpaid for doing nothing.
Right. Right. So I think a lot of this is the feeling of being underpaid. And it's a thorny topic, but I'm glad that they're addressing it.
I'm actually excited. So
I'm gonna have Nick in here to talk about it. TMA will host 4 car shows this year in conjunction with its summer exhibit, Life is a Highway, Art and American Car Culture. The free shows will be in front of the museum along Monroe Street, which will be closed. One of the shows will coincide with the 6th annual block party on July 13th on Monroe Street between Parkwood and Scottwood. It's closed every year for the party. Those shows are Cars and Coffee, June 15th. American Classic Cars, August 24th, and Art and Modified Cars, September 14th. And the Life is a Highway will be on view from June 15th through September 15th. 18-year-old Jaleel Mitchell is going places, and he has plenty of options. Maybe the smartest. Don't ever let this kid call in for tacos and trivia Tuesday.
I saw the article, and I was like, you do you, boo.
He is a St. John's student, and he has been offered acceptance letters to 11 prestigious universities, Ohio State and Michigan, locally or regionally speaking, but Georgetown, Howard, Case Western, University of Miami, Florida, University of Cincinnati, Johns Hopkins, Vanderbilt, George Washington, and maybe the most prestigious on the list, the University of Pennsylvania. He literally broke the GPA system. He has a 4.6. They don't even go that high.
Right? How?
Okay. I'll save these other stories.
Man, I didn't even know a GPA could go that high. Right,
that's what I said.
I'm like, what?
We broke it. Good job, Jaleel. You can call in for tacos and trivia Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll just do it after 8 o'clock when you're already in class.
Yes, you would do better until later.
It's Black Hole Day. Happy Black
Hole.
Yes, it
is.
Sorry, I'm a science nerd for this because I'm done with this planet. I'm ready to go. If you want to shoot me into a black hole, we can do that.
It's too early.
6:37. I have bad news for you because there's a Camila Cabello story.
Oh, right.
She's going to be a bigger star. Nicotine!
Is she going to be an actress or something?
Yes, and
gross.
This person is definitely coming back very soon. I'll tell you who and how I know this.
Okay.
Because I'm as smart as Jaleel. Before 7 o'clock. 651. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We're glad you're here. Text the show as you wish. 419-240-1055. There's already a podcast up for today. We recorded it yesterday after the show. Our friend Dr. Andrea hung out and we did some off-air exclusive stuff for you. You can text my name, E-R-I-C, to our text number and get that link. Save it for later, though. Listen to that after the show. We're glad you're here now. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. If your kids are picky eaters, give us that story via text, and we'll get to them a bit after 7 o'clock. Where's your ID?
I have no idea. Between work and home. But it's okay.
One of my favorite questions in this discussion when it comes up with people. Well, do you know where you lost it?
Oh.
Yes, you know what?
Ooh.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? It's right there. Why did I even think I lost it?
When I was younger, my mom used to do that. Like, Ma, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? Well, you know where you left it last? No, I don't. Hence why I came with you with these hard-hitting facts like Oprah. These hard-hitting questions like Oprah. I don't know where it is. That's such a parent answer, though. Do you know where you had it last? No.
That's an everybody answer, man. That's an everybody answer. Now, you can rearrange some of the words in there. Do you know where you were when you lost it?
You had it last, yeah.
No, I was confused. I was in a state of turmoil.
I was in the black hole. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry to keep beating up your day here, but
oh no, it's fine.
Camila Cabello is going to make her feature acting debut, teaming up with Kay Cannon, the director of Blockers, for a new telling of the classic fairy tale Cinderella.
Oh, gross!
Nicotine.
She's trying to be the new Selena Gomez.
She'll star in the project, but also be integrally involved in the music for the film as well. The idea for the new take on Cinderella grew from an original idea from James Corden. Plot details are being kept in a shoebox, but the story is described as a modern reimagining of the traditional tale of the orphan girl with an evil stepmother with a musical bent thrown in for good measure. So,
didn't Hilary Duff make one about that? And then Drew Barrymore did one? And then Disney actually did a Cinderella. Okay, good. I hope it bombs.
There's a rebootish remake coming that I've been waiting for. I'll give you that in a couple of minutes. Okay, I'm kind of excited for that. She is definitely releasing a new album or new music soon. I know I thought it would be last month, but Taylor Swift is coming and coming quickly. Why do I know this? We didn't get to the story yesterday, but she made a huge LGBT donation in Tennessee.
$113,000.
Yeah, to a cause in what I guess is now her home state in Tennessee. Okay, so why do I think an album's coming? Well, there's another story today. She ramps up her good PR gestures
when
there's new albums coming. She's cheering up a fan who's recovering in the hospital following a car accident. On Tuesday, a fan named Lindsay shared on Twitter that the Grammy winner had sent her a floral arrangement and a handwritten note. Lindsay breaks down crying as her loved ones help her open the note that was sent on Swift's personal stationery. Hi, buddy. I'm so sorry to hear about the accident. My heart aches knowing that such a wonderful person is having to go through this. I hope these flowers brighten your day. You're going to rock that neck brace and soon we'll all be bopping at shows together again. Give hugs to your family for me. I'm so happy you're okay. Love, Taylor.
Oh, you think Beyonce knows that I lost my ID and she'd be like, hey, buddy, we all lose our IDs. But it's okay. Stay in formation.
I don't think she knew this girl. Like,
probably someone wrote her and then got to her people, and her people didn't really go to her. They just wrote it in her name. She probably didn't even know it happened until we just read it on the air right now.
I think
I'm an a-hole today. I'm sorry, Toledo.
I think Taylor is sordid and kind of an evil. She's an empire.
Yeah.
She's a greedy corporate empire, and everything she does is calculated for good business.
And apparently, via tabloids and backstage media, she's a mean girl.
I don't know about that.
But she has the money to be a mean girl, so it's cool.
So you're right. Maybe she didn't even, her assistant wrote that because they've got to get good vibes.
Right.
And look, the
music. So when she's on Fallon, they're like, hey, Taylor, by the way, we sent the flower arrangement. Just act like you did it.
I'm sure the music will be fine, but I'm wondering if anybody else notices how the good deeds of the Taylor Empire seemed to happen right before albums.
But I mean, at least it on the more positive side, it does cheer up that fan though. So
right, yeah, cool. It'll definitely help her broken neck or whatever.
Rock that neck brace.
How about you take care of the hospital bills instead of the note? Of all the things,
so
that,
evil.
Of all the things that, because I'm on to her. I think it's all a facade.
I'm sitting here thinking like there's someone listening to the car who's like, these two are just mean this morning. No, but like it's true. Like we're on to you, Miss Swift.
The best thing Kanye ever did was with him and Kim Kardashian when they kind of
exposed her on in Snapchat.
Yes,
I remember that.
I'm like, I don't like you a whole lot. You're a weird dude, and I don't like the stuff that surrounds her family.
Right.
But thank you for calling her out on her facade of perfectness.
Yeah.
On perfection. So of all the things that have been rebooted, reimagined, remixed, reinvented, the one thing that hasn't really been touched, I guess since the 90s when there was a couple of live-action movies, The Addams Family.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that.
It looks kind of neat, right?
It does look cool.
Is this a Netflix thing? Charlize Theron and Oscar Isaac, who I adore, will lend their voices to drop-dead gorgeous Morticia and the ghoulishly handsome Gomez in the first Addams Family teaser trailer. The first footage is full of creepy crawlies, torture experiments, a new twist to the game of Battleship, and a joke about how there are usually demonic clowns on the ends of red balloons. Chloe Grace Moretz and Finn Wolfhard, who's from Stranger Things, will also be voicing Wednesday and Pugsley, while Nick Kroll will lend his talents to Uncle Fester, and Bette Midler voices Grandmama. It's an animated movie, if you hadn't figured that out. Directed by Sausage Party's Conrad Vernon and Greg Tiernan, the Addams Family sees the Addamses planning for a massive family function while dealing with a reality TV host. It's set for October 11th because that's when the Addams are coming to town.
I like it.
Do you remember MC Hammer doing...
Oh, my God. The Addams Family Values?
Yeah.
That song. Wait. Yeah, they do what they want to do. Stay what they want to stay. Go where they want to. Addams Family.
Yeah.
This is how it started.
Yeah. Well, you know that way too much. I'm not one much for remakes and reboots. Not because... Like, I just... They're not done well. They're done differently. Yeah. And this is not, like, get off my lawn stuff. But I'm just very much looking forward to this.
I feel like the Addams Family, because keep in mind, when we were younger, when the original Addams Family movie came out, that was a reboot from when my mom was young. Like,
right.
So we were a reboot generation then, and now I get to see another reboot with my nephew. I'm like, you know what? This is acceptable. I like it.
Yeah. It's like the Addams Family were kind of overlooked in their time, the first time, and then even our time. Like, they got an MC Hammer song.
Yeah.
But it was never a brand that was beaten into the ground, so I welcome it back.
For sure.
Felicity Huffman is probably not going to do any jail time. Some people think and want Lori Loughlin to do some jail time, and because she got hit with a bigger charge because of more money, making it a bigger federal crime, people think that she could do a couple years in jail. I still think they're not going to do a day in jail.
On my guilty pleasure show, Inside Edition, which I watched yesterday, she's facing up to 2 counts of 20 years, so like 40 years, that's, you know, legal jargon. But the legal person says she'll probably get sentenced to 6, but only serve like 4 months.
I don't even.
He said that's even if she goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where she goes will be resort like the whitest of white collar.
It'll
prisons.
Be like remember back in the day when all the teen queens were just like, oh, they're off at rehab, and then you like look up. Swan Spa, right. Illusions, and you're like, this is a resort.
Miss Loughlin, your pool privileges have been revoked on Saturdays.
Right. Sorry.
Which
the pool's clocked. You can't swim today.
Which goes back to the whole thing that started this. You're rich, you're affluent, you can buy yourself into and out of things, and it's a problem.
It was like I said this to my mom, because my mom was like, she's going to get, I said, no, mom, she bought her kids in jail, I mean, in the college, she's going to buy herself out of prison. We're good.
Yeah. And again, I continue to point out, I think the number is like 30 people who are rounded up in this. The other 28 people are not famous at all, because we're not hearing about them, and are probably far richer than these women.
Oh, for
and
sure.
They're essentially skating off in this very scot-free. So what's the thing here? If you're ever going to do a crime, do it with somebody famous so they take the big fall.
Right. And don't write a check.
Yeah.
Don't write a check.
What's from Idris Elba and The Wire? Are you taking notes on a crime?
Are you taking notes on a crime?
701 with the morning reboot. You can text in now with the way your kid is a picky eater, and we'll bring that on the air in just a couple of minutes. 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. The morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania.
Q105. I'm just a
dead man walking out. 850. Later this morning, it's 7:14 now, 8:50 this morning, or right around there, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. What's up?
This headline.
Did we find your ID?
No, this headline. I'm laughing at the headline.
Give me it.
Canadian man dies in Florida. His family said they drove his body back to Quebec to avoid U.S. hospitals.
He's dead. There's nothing they can do for him.
But like, to avoid U.S. That's a decomposing body in a car. I'm just like, that's totally Weekend at Bernie's.
Put the air conditioner on and keep it cool.
What do you do? What's wrong with Grandpa? Well,
He's dead.
And Florida to Canada? That's a long drive.
Day
plus.
That's
a lot of turn bikes. What's your family up to? Prepping for a funeral. Hey. I don't write the headline. I just reread it.
Did you see the headline yesterday? Can you give us a story about your kids being terribly picky eaters? Floyd has them from the kids at school and work.
And I put a thing up on Facebook, and they're lining up.
Excellent. To start this, kids can create havoc. Did you see, and I don't know if anybody has validated it yet, did you see the story on Twitter and other places that a dad had his iPad locked until like 2057?
I saw that, but I feel like that comes up like at least twice a year with a different meme.
Okay.
Yeah,
people were like, I don't trust that.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I think if you do, at some point your iPad just shuts down. Like if they just keep putting in the wrong thing, it's kind of like, shut down. You're locked for like 24 hours. I think that's the most.
Yeah, this was like 40, I think 2057 it could be unlocked or something. It made for some internet fun. Somebody was like, put it in rice.
That's funny.
It got fixed if it was ever even a problem. But kids can be chaotic.
Yes.
They probably cause you as a parent and you as working with kids the most trouble when they refuse to eat what's put in front of them. And it's not like they're given like slops of poo.
No, it's like, so I work with children with autism, and like some of the parents on my Facebook right now, they're comparing because their children have autism. And this is not about kids with autism. It's just like a very picky eater. But there's times we have like elaborate meals and they just want goldfish.
Oh, what did you say yesterday?
I say this all the time. If goldfish were to ever be recalled, my poor autistic children would just starve to death because they want nothing else. Like, you could put it. So we had like cookies and brownies for snack 1 week, and they were just like, I said, this is a delicious diabetic treat in the making. Like this, this is savory chocolate from Sam's Club. Like, you know what I mean? They're just like, goldfish.
The pretzel kind or the cheese cracker kind? I love the pretzel ones.
See, they like the cheese cracker kind, but they will nibble on a pretzel. But I don't think they enjoy it. But
they just tolerate it because of the shape.
They just tolerate it because of the shape and the texture. Yeah.
419-240-1055. You can call in or text your kids' picky eating stories.
So, and another picky kids mainly become picky adults. Like if you go out to eat with me and you just get chicken fingers, makes me angry.
Don't be.
My nephew was a chicken finger kid. He was just like, I want chicken fingers. I'm like, but we're literally at this. I want chicken fingers. I'm like, but.
Unless you're at Frickers.
Right.
Or another bar restaurant, I don't want anybody like over the age of 27.
Uh-huh. Right.
Going to like Benchmark in Levis Commons and going, I'd like chicken fingers
and
fries.
Chicken fingers and
fries. You're too old for that.
Now, there are some exceptions. Like maybe like you don't have a huge appetite or you just want something, you don't want to be that person. But like just don't do chicken fingers and fries. Here we go. So on my Facebook page, we'll just like text it, social media. One of my friends says only eats pancakes, pizza, and cheeseburgers with only ketchup.
That's a pretty good diet.
That's
for a
pretty good diet, but like, you can't. I see where they're coming from because like, I think pancakes will be breakfast, pizza, lunch, cheeseburgers. Like, what do you do the rest of that? That'll get boring as an adult, as a parent.
I love when we get. I mean, there's always meat recalls or chicken. I love when like Hot Pockets or chicken tenders get recalled. It's a sheer parent panic because it's like, that's my kid's like whole diet right there.
April, if you're listening right now, I need clarification. Message me. She says, my nephew only ate microwave pizza and chicken nuggets from 4 to age 14. The first time he ever tried mashed potatoes was Christmas this past year. He's now 18.
Oh.
What?
I don't...
Maybe my mom was just like, he'll eat when he gets hungry. And I know that doesn't work all the time, especially with kids with autism. Like they but like I said, this isn't about that specific, I was like, clan, like group. But like, I don't know. Maybe my mom was just like, okay, this is what you're eating. This is what you'll have. Now, I know I was picky, but like my mom was just like, yeah, you can be picky, but I'm pickier. This is what you're having or not.
My only experience with this is watching my brother. There's a big age difference between us, 8.5 years. There were things I didn't eat, but I think I'll have to ask my dad. I think I was not a picky eater, mm-hmm. per se. I got better pretty quick or in a normal pace. But Paul, man, it was spaghetti every day.
Was it?
It was spaghetti every...
Wow.
He'd go to... And he was like a little boy, and we'd go to McDonald's, and my dad would tell him the order, and he'd order spaghetti. And my dad's like... they don't have
right,
and then it got to the point where my dad was kind of frustrated with his picky eating habits, and it extended to him being shy.
Uh-huh.
So my dad said, "You order for yourself, or you don't eat."
I like that.
But I know picky eaters is a problem for parents, and that's a lot of peas to pop on Black Hole Day.
Black Hole Day, yes.
Keep the texts coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. They're fun.
Facebook page. I would like to ask, we've got a panel full of ladies. We didn't do one yesterday, so we've got to be extra strong today. We've got prizes to give away for the panel full of ladies. I'd like to talk about your credit score.
Mine is getting better.
Okay. Your credit score in less than 15 minutes. 7:34. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. I just threw something up on our Facebook page, Q105 Facebook page. If you could throw an answer for that for later on in the show. But it is time to get to our ladies for today's panel full of ladies.
Yes.
First up is a familiar voice, Carrie Ann. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Good morning.
Good to hear you again. Hey, you can't win a prize. You actually probably can't win a prize for a while because you won our big trip a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't call us, okay? And you're not going.
Right.
Just stay right here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Also, we have Lindsay from Monroe, 36, 4 kids and married. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
And last up is Aniko. Hi, Aniko.
Hi.
Perrysburg, 30, and 1 kid. Good to have all you ladies on with us. Carrie Ann, do you know what your credit score is?
Yes.
Do you want to share?
Like, it's a little lower, but I'm a little younger. I'm still working on it. 575.
Okay. Lindsay, how about you? Do you know what your credit score is, and do you have a problem sharing it?
I know what it is. It's good.
Okay.
I don't really want to share the number, though.
Can I ask you why?
Why I don't want to share it?
Yeah. Like, it's not like a social security number or your weight. I'm just wondering why people are protective of it.
I don't know. Finance is my, like, personally, I don't like talking about.
Got it. Because, like, I don't think anybody would recognize your voice and put the number to a social security number and then bam.
No.
Okay. I've just always been curious. This is why we ask these things. Aniko, do you know your credit score? Would you share?
I do, and it's 612.
Oh, very specific. All right. Now I'm going to ask a different kind of question in the vein with that. Carrie Ann, if you had to give yourself a credit score for your social media, what would it be? In other words, are you a jackass on the internet, or are you appropriately behaved online and don't troll people?
I'm appropriately behaved, and I don't have that great of a relationship with my social media or phone, for that matter.
So 550?
So,
550? More lack of history than good credit?
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay, what about you? What would your social media credit score be?
I more just observe it. I look at it a lot.
Okay.
I tend not to comment. Okay. I'm not sure what my credit would be.
So like 620?
Lack of activity.
620?
maybe.
620, just kind of like that emergency credit card. That emergency credit card, like the American Express. You pay a bill as soon as you get. Okay. Aniko, how about you? I know nobody was going to say, no, I'm a huge MF and troll on the internet. Aniko, what do you think your social media credit score would be?
Well, I'm pretty laid back also, but if there's certain subjects that spark a conversation, I can jump on someone's status and be like, hey, wait a minute, and throw my opinion on there.
580? Floyd?
That sounds right.
Okay. Yeah. I've been blocked in a couple of pages before.
I think I'm like, well, do they argue back?
Yes. Yes, always.
All right,
yes.
Something lighter. We got a bunch of moms. Carrie, what would be an ideal Mother's Day present for you? I know we've got Easter to get to, but we're a month out from Mother's Day.
An entire day by myself.
Give me something tangible. Like, what gift would you like? What would be a nice gift?
I appreciate stuff from my son. I know he made me like a mug a couple years ago with fingerprints on it.
Okay.
So I appreciate that kind of stuff, handmade stuff.
So like if he's ever lost, you can show the police like the mug, be like, here's his hand.
Actually.
There you go. Lindsay, what about you? What's something tangible, a gift? What would be a good Mother's Day gift?
I love going out to like a fancy brunch or something like that. And then I would love like a 90-minute massage.
Good
just
stuff.
Even the gift certificate for it, so I can do it sometime in the future.
What place do you have an eye on for brunch and for a massage?
Oh, there's so many. I don't know about the massage. I haven't had one in so long. But I don't know. Dolce Vita out here is really good.
Okay. Aniko, what would be a good Mother's Day gift?
I think a spa day.
Spa day.
I have the whole day to relax by myself. A nice day for me. My mind doesn't.
Okay, good stuff. Carrie Ann, do you have a bedtime, and what time is it?
My ideal bedtime, which generally I hit it, is like 9:30.
Okay, Lindsay, what about you?
After I put the kids to bed, the young ones go to bed at 7:30. Usually we're done with the routine around 8:15, and I get ready for bed and try to have some alone time.
Alone time.
Ooh.
We know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't make it sound like that.
We did. You did.
I'm gonna read. Look, I'll do it.
You have, Lindsay, you have four kids. You don't have the energy to do anything, whether it's by yourself.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, yeah. Lindsay, you've probably seen the meme before. Like when you were a kid, you hated going to bed, and now it's like you can't wait to crawl into bed as early as possible, right?
100%, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Aniko, what about you? What's your bedtime?
Well, I work until 3:30 in the morning, so sometimes it's about 5 o'clock in the morning, and then other nights when I don't work, I try to go sleep about 10 o'clock.
Okay. The other end of that question, Carrie, what time is your alarm set for every morning, and when do you get out of bed?
I actually had this issue this morning. My alarm's set for 6:45, and then I have another one set at 7, and another one set at 7:15. But I generally don't get out of bed till like 7:20, 7:30.
Why don't you just set one alarm for 7:15 and enjoy that extra half hour not being awakened by the alarm?
I'll defend you. It's a process. She's probably. Are you one of those people? It takes you like an hour to wake up.
I'm up all day.
Yeah,
Lindsay. What about you? What time does your alarm go off? Probably before all the heathens in your home, right?
5:55 the first one goes off. I usually hit snooze once, and then I lay there contemplating calling in sick.
Aniko, what about you? What time? So you're working overnight, so you go to bed around 5. What time do you wake up?
I still have to wake up about 7:30.
Get the kids to school?
I set my alarm for 7. No, but he's a toddler. He's only 3, so
right.
If I don't get myself up, he'll get me up for sure, and we want to have a good day.
So do you just, like, live off of a series of naps?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
That's what it is right now, and I'm in school, so.
Ooh. Busy girl.
Super
keep
mom.
Doing that.
Carrie
Ann, I'm letting you go. We'll talk to you soon. And Aniko and Lindsay, hold on. We've got prizes for you. A very good panel full of ladies
today.
They
were fun. I like them.
Everybody
woke me up.
They get an 800 score for a panel full of ladies today. 7:42 on the morning reboot. Our topic about really awful people is already up on our Facebook page. We'll get to that about 8:15 or so. It's the Morning Reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Around 8:50, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We did the big stories for entertainment last hour. Not going to repeat them here, so I highly encourage you, if you want to hear the Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, I always say that wrong, Taylor Swift, and Floyd's nemesis, Camila Cabello. All that will be built into the podcast that you can get each day after the show. Make sure you're subscribed. And one podcast episode was already posted early this morning before you even got up. Some exclusive off-air material that Dr. Andrea and I recorded yesterday. Some old-style podcast stuff that we wouldn't really ever hit that on the air, but you might want to listen to the podcast and maybe... Being then invested in the book that we talked about, maybe change some of your parenting ways or pat yourself on the back for doing a hell of a job. All right, let's get to this. It finally hit CBS this morning. And while there are times I miss stuff, mm-hmm. I catch up quickly. What did I call it the other day? What did I call it?
It went from, he was like a Pokemon. He was little. I can't remember. But then it was little Xan.
Lil Xan.
Because we thought it was Lil Xan, and then we quickly got corrected by my 61-year-old mother, who was like, it's Lil Nas X.
So, if you don't know what's going on here, the reason this is a thing is because it's a very popular song, and we're going to play it in just a second here, and it's a black kid.
Yeah.
And I just looked it up. So it became number one on Billboard, powered by its airplay and sales in urban radio, hip-hop radio, rhythm radio, all that stuff. Like, they're totally embracing it.
And you said it's number one on some streaming services, too, correct?
It's number one on Spotify streaming,
okay.
Which to me is a big deal.
That is, 'cause, oh, yeah.
Like, that's a big, big hit. It's number one on Billboard, again, for those reasons. It was, and there's controversy in that I think it got pulled off of the Billboard country charts because Billboard said, it's not a country song. It's very twangy, and again, I'm going to play it here in a second. So I want, to me, the true denominator is, you know, Spotify is a good mm-hmm. idea of things, and what are radio stations all over the country playing? And the country stations are not playing the Lil Nas X song, Old Town Road. Maybe they will start to now that it has Billy Ray Cyrus on the remix.
Because my ears aren't ready.
Because Miley's dad, who had Achy Breaky Heart long ago, came and said, this is a dope song. I want to be part of this and get a little fame more than my daughter.
Right.
So it is the 73rd most popular song at country radio right now.
And Billy Ray Cyrus is a good ally to have on your side because, like, he's related to Dolly Parton. And, like, there's a whole long list of, like, well, Miley Cyrus is Dolly Parton's goddaughter. But I digress. Like, that's a good country posse to be in, like, to have the backup with.
And you point, a lot of people have said this already happened in 2004-ish mm-hmm. with Nelly and Tim McGraw, which was a pop song. I don't know if that was a country hit. And in the last couple of years, we've had Florida Georgia Line.
And Bebe Rexha.
And Jason Derulo.
Oh.
And Nelly.
He did? Oh, yeah, you're right. So why are we all so upset about this then?
He's black. The video looks like the video game Red Dead Redemption.
Yes. Because it has that weird animation.
By the way, I think the song blows.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through
Billy
the
Ray?
Old town road.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride.
Sounds like the intro for a video game.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Took his headphones off.
Yeah. Matted black, got the bushes black to match.
Riding listen for dirty words.
You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder.
Wait, did he say riding in a tractor, leaning on my bladder?
Can I make
a country song?
Not that hard. That okay, let me give you this. And it's not good. It is not a high level production. It's kind of catchy. And maybe that makes it good.
I'm literally going to be singing. Running on a tractor. Can I say this, though? I kind of support Billy Ray Cyrus's voice with that beat. Like, I was feeling it until... Are you about to hit me? Are you walking out the room? Come back! Come back!
Hey, come here.
Come back! Yes, come here. Riding on a tractor, leaning on my bladder. Eric has left the room. I want you guys to know that I'm going to drop my own mixtape of a country song.
Do you have called
Lace and Hay.
Okay, Lynn's here.
Oh, hi, Lynn! Oh, hi, we're loud. Hi.
Lynn, that one works. This one works. Oh, okay. Lynn from K100 is here. We're breaking We're breaking down this little Nas X thing.
The what?
The Billy Ray Cyrus and the black kid.
And?
I think the song is awful, but I know it's a thing. It's catchy.
You totally just plucked her from her nation and brought her to our dysfunctional
Lynn
land.
Lynn is the K100 morning goddess.
She's our country goddess.
And the less she's on the air there, bring the good ratings here.
Oh. Yeah. You're sweetie.
Have you guys talked about it at
all?
We
haven't really too much, but I do know, who's the guy from Toledo? Von Treese is his name. He was involved in writing Achy Breaky Heart. He's involved in all of this project. This they're a pretty good team, so.
And I said that Billy Ray Cyrus' voice sounds good with the beat. But then the kids start singing, and just like,
eh. But you, I don't know K100 all that well, other than that you have all the ratings. And I don't know if you guys would play this. I don't know if, like, you played the Florida Georgia Lines with, like, the Nellies and Derulos and BB Rexha. That was the last one.
Yeah, they actually have been on them. Mm. So it's going to be interesting to see. That hasn't been officially released to radio as of yet, so we'll see what the consultants say.
They have the hot dad down there.
Yeah, we do.
There's a hot dad.
Clint,
the hot dad.
There's a very hot dad. He's hotter in person. And you called me down here.
You're married.
I am not. I'm married with Lynn. The show is yours now.
All right.
That's a good thing. I'm switching over to country.
No, not at all.
Wait, the hot dad from Twitter?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I'll finish this mice.
Eric, you're going to be very lonely for a few minutes anyway.
Is he married? I don't think we ever got to that.
You know, I don't hear anybody get to that, but I'm going to find out for you.
Oh my God,
just
Lynn,
got here.
Go. I release
all
you.
Right.
Go.
All right, I'll
thank
see
you.
Thank you.
Tell him that there's a black guy on the pop station that says hi. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw her pulling him into the studio. I was like, where do I know that guy? I'm like, nobody comes in
maybe
here looking like that. I'm like,
music.
Hot dad.
Does he look good in person?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. Why don't you,
no, I can't. Stop. Okay. Flabbergasted.
I'll get their boss in here later on and say, hey, if you want to play this song, we can loan you Floyd to kind of ease it in.
Someone on the Q text line said, this is totally country Drake. But Drake pops out some good songs, though.
That's Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Look up Kane Brown.
Oh, I know who he is.
He's country Drake.
Oh, the hot dad's in the building. I can't even focus now.
Yeah, it looks like you're pushing the counter up. 804, the morning reboot. Some of the most awful people. We're going to discuss them. I hope it's not you next. Q105. 8:30 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. We'll introduce our guests in 1 second. I like when we have mornings like this. One, it's kind of a nice day out. Mm-hmm. We can see the sun. Two, I like when we have a well laid out show and it all gets ripped up and we have other things happening.
Just
we have,
threw it out the door.
We have Lil Nas. Lil Nas X. There's a Lion King trailer, which is up on our Facebook page, and a great ending that we'll have to play for you.
Yes,
like the end.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, that hits the.
My body is ready.
That hits the nostalgia. Then we're pulling people from K100, and then we're swapping people. Let's please introduce two very good-looking guys.
Yeah, I'm like in between, like, damn.
Hot dad, Clint is here with us, and son Colin. I'm sorry, Agent Colin.
There it is.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Colin, I'm not going to let you get overlooked in all of this stuff, because you deserve your due, because without your social media savvy, dad wouldn't be going to Chicago today.
True.
And I don't know, Floyd, if it was you or somebody else when this story... I got Floyd addicted to Twitter, and Clint, you're getting up to speed on all this.
Never a Twitter person. Never a Twitter.
I'm a week old in it. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And we'll talk about that, but I think, Floyd, I don't know if it was you or somebody else when we were kicking around the story to talk about it. It might have been Ashley, and everyone's all about Clint, and they're like, you know, the sun's not bad looking either.
Guilty, that was me too. Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Maybe I've saved your avatars on my computer, but it's whatever. No
just,
shame.
These guys were just on with K100, visited Denny last week, and it's good to catch up with you guys. I'm going to save everyone the backstory on this. I hope everybody knows. How many followers do you have now, Clint, on all your social media platforms?
Instagram is about almost 6,700. Okay. I had about 125 extras last night. Most of them from Russia, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Russia is huge.
International.
Australia and Russia, Turkey and Ukraine is huge right now. But specifically last night, Russia, they were going crazy with some things. And a lot of great comments. And it's breaking news in certain areas.
Look at that.
A little later.
That's why. Yeah. And so I guess if the Chicago casting call doesn't go well today, there's always
Kiev.
Moscow. Yeah. I remember when I saw it. So how did this, let's go back at least to the beginning part of this. Other than we know the tweet by memory. Colin, where was this idea? What was this photo shoot for? What, give us the very beginning.
Well, the original photo shoot was just it was a free photo shoot for a pair of sunglasses, just for Donahue Eyewear. Mm-hmm. And some buddies of him went to Ann Arbor, Detroit, took about 3,500 pictures for
3,500 pictures
just for the Amazon kind of product pictures. Yeah, I mean, just in general. But
you're the Beyonce of the picture. It's fine.
Exactly. And I just took the pictures the next day. He showed me, and I looked at him, and I was like, "There's something here." But to him, he was like, "These are just pictures."
Right.
Yeah.
And it, you know, midnight that night, I was like, "I should probably tweet this," and so I waited till the next day, and it blew up.
Yeah.
You're totally going to meet Ellen. I feel it.
Fingers crossed.
You're everybody wants a giveaway. That's going to be crazy.
Clint, Colin, has anybody brought up, because to me, when I first saw the pictures, I'm like, yeah, these look like, you know, GQ magazine pictures, all that stuff. I thought about the Trivago guy.
Oh, no.
It's been said.
Hayden.
Yes.
My brother, yeah.
It's been said a lot of times.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, rather. Yeah. Yep. That's been said, like, crazy.
The Trivago guy was, I think it was like a Super Bowl commercial three or four years ago, and nobody knew what it was until somebody was like, you know, that guy's pretty good looking. Because he just stands there, and there's no marketing or anything.
Right.
And Colin, I saw the Steve the Steve Carell thing pretty quickly. Mm. Did he copy what was going on?
They're twins. I don't know. That's all there is to it. They're twins.
Yeah, we've done a lot of side by side stuff, but I've never met Steve Carell, and I didn't really think all of that until everybody started putting us up beside each other. And it is crazy.
Colin, what's been the uncoolest thing your dad has said when it comes to social media lingo?
Don't do it. Don't say it.
The funniest part.
Which one?
So he has Instagram for a week now, and the first day he gets it, all these people are adding him. He's got 3,000 likes on his pictures. Every like, every follow, he's like, "Who is this? Who is this? Who is this person?" I'm like,
"Are they next door? I don't know."
So that's
just such a damn thing. Who is this person?
I'd like to know if I know him. Right. If they say something crazy on there, I want to nail him for it.
Colin, you see they're following me. I don't see anybody. Yes,
exactly. There's no one outside.
That's funny.
Clint, are you still sitting on an AOL.com email address? No. It's okay.
My kids are getting me up to date. Yeah.
So give me something else that's kind of been mind-blowing, Colin or Clint, about any of this stuff.
Well, I 3 days into this, I get a call from the producers of GMA, and the fella says, what was it like to break the internet? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm dropping my
internet works just fine.
I'm dropping my daughter off to go to work.
Right.
And he says that, and I'm like, it's time for you to get out. Let's talk about this. And I told him, I said, I have no idea that I broke the internet. They said, yeah, we came into work today, and they said, you broke the internet. And the lady that called me before him from GMA, she said, I walked into work, and my boss says, get on the phone, you're calling him.
Oh.
And for me, I mean, that's when it kind of elevated a little bit more than, you know, a few million views. GMA got a hold of it, and it went crazy. And then, you know, a week later, we're on Australia TV live.
So what time was that for us?
It was tomorrow, basically. Yeah, basically, that's all I know. It was early for me, but it was tomorrow for them.
How'd they get your number?
I was on Twitter.
Everything's on Twitter. Everybody started out with just connecting with Colin. Yeah.
5,000 DMs I have now.
Yeah.
Colin, are you managing the back end of this?
Social media guy. That's me.
Yeah.
12%. Not easy.
You're like a senator.
You know what he's received out of this is about 2,000 extra followers. Oh, 3,000 extra followers. He doesn't mind that. Right. And so that's your payment, my friend.
Floyd, do you ever like sometimes look at him like with your 3,000 followers and you're just like, peasant?
Well, he's 3,000 over me now on Instagram.
Yeah.
We can have a friendly bet. Clint, what's this? Or Colin, what's this been like for you with your friends who understand all of this?
Well, the thing is, I've kind of taken the backseat on school for the week, just taking all these interviews here and there. So, I mean, I'm missing school here and there. But
the fuck's out of UT. It's my fault.
What are you going to school for?
Exercise science, so nice. Physical therapy.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Wonder if I've seen. How old are you?
21.
If I just, you know, I seemingly know everybody. Okay. So
you don't know him.
I don't. No, this is true. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Don't do it now. You're the height of your fame. Just wait.
He's just scrolling through.
Okay. Hey, I'll take the hype. That's
Any of that? Have you gotten anything like, hey, I know your dad's the model guy, but
here and there.
Okay.
Clint, you say back up.
Clint, how do you feel about that?
Hey, go for it. if it makes his life fun, let's go for it. You know, I mean, it's been fun for him. And
Lynn told us you've been married happily for 26 years.
26 years next month. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were a pastor?
I was a pastor. Yeah.
And then now you do what?
Now I work at Banana Republic in the mall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's talk about this transition.
Go figure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you still gotta, no matter how many times your picture's taken, you still gotta earn a living.
Sure.
And you still gotta take care of your family.
And I'll say it like any black woman, won't he do it? Won't Jesus just put you in his place? Look at him! He's a beautiful specimen!
Well, thank you for saying that.
Can I ask, what had you leave being a pastor to transition into something else?
You know what, when I left the pastorate, I didn't know where I was going. I just, you know,
wait a second.
Wiped out.
Isn't religion supposed to give you that purpose?
Well, yeah, I had purpose. I just, you know, where I was at, I felt like I had extended all I could extend. And, you know, I was just tired.
Sure.
And I felt like I wasn't being effective. And churches shouldn't suffer because the pastor's ineffective.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I did my job. I did what I needed to do there. And it's time to move forward. And I'll leave that to the next guy. It's not all about me. But I still didn't have anywhere to go. And so, you know, I had severance. And
he's attractive and humble.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why he's been married
they
for so
exist.
Long. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, so I went three months without really anything. And, you know, I worked for a little bit in some in men's fashion in Perrysburg and Sylvania area. And I just realized that I was still kind of tired and it wasn't happening.
See, I know, like, all the followers and everything is fascinating, and I thought something like this might be lurking, because, again, people don't usually leave religion. I find it utterly fascinating that you said, I've done, like, I found my purpose, I completed the job, and now I'm ready to move on to something else, and you did what so many people are afraid to do for a variety of reasons. Mostly they're financial, and we have families to take care of and things like that. You said, I can't do this well enough anymore.
Right.
The job is done. I'm going to move on, and... It's funny how your purpose, another purpose, kind of finds you.
Yeah, it's not like too many people are looking for a tired pastor. Right. You know, they're not looking for a pastor, and they're not looking for a tired one at that.
Right.
You know, and so I don't want to be ineffective, and so I didn't pursue going back into church. I wasn't going to move. I still got one son in high school, and I wasn't going to pick up my family because I'm tired.
Sure,
and it's not fair to them. So I didn't want to adjust, and so I got some rest and got a little bit of revitalization, and you know, some work transition in the process there. And I realized, you know, you can't just stay unemployed. And so I was going to stay in fashion for a little while, and just went to Banana Republic and hung out, and you know, I shop there so much that can I work here?
Exactly.
You know, and so I was loving that, but I'm working about 15 hours a week, and this happened, and so we'll see. You know, it's given me a lot of time now.
What would be ideal, other than like them handing you a contract later on today when you go to Chicago?
Well,
that would be perfect. Well, I guess.
That would be wonderful. I don't know. I don't know what is far fetching, and I don't know what is, you know, what to expect at all. Anybody that goes through this really needs to earn it.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to think that I'm just trying to ride on this thing. I'm willing to work. I've been working since this started, mm-hmm. and you know, without pay, mind you.
That's Mr. Agent.
That's right.
I'm working on it.
I'm just, but you know, I'm working hard to develop what I need to develop and to sharpen it all up. And so, it's one thing to say, "Oh, well, you're good looking," but it's another thing if you don't work, you're not going to get anywhere. So,
Colin, what would be ideal for your dad in this situation? Like, how would you, and what would be cool for you?
I mean, this is all new. I don't know what any of this entails. I don't really know what the next step is, just because we've never done anything like this before.
We've had some different offers for doing some novel book covers. Mm-hmm. Fabio, my hair's not long enough. But
I was like, what?
We've had probably three different authors get a hold of us.
Do you like hosting things?
I love hosting things. I love that kind of stuff.
Jeopardy,
I
mean, looking for a new host.
Who is?
Jeopardy.
Well, I'm on. Yeah, let's do that.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah.
My boy. I'm schmitten.
I'm just thinking.
Give him a job.
You're obviously very comfortable for me, either just, well, from being a pastor, that's what it is. But hosting things all over the area here.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I love that. Yeah, my quest for a job is expanding the more I do this, mm-hmm, you know? And so. I'd love that. Yeah, anything like that.
You could be when we take like new pictures around here, when Denny has appearances, we'll send you out. Yes. Like, Denny, he got some work done. He looks great. And he can do his show.
Oh yeah. We can do that.
Awesome. It was great to meet you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Sorry,
guys,
we didn't track you down sooner. Good luck in Chicago today and whatever else. And Colin, 14%.
It's going up.
And don't do reality TV.
No. This is
we're
reality.
We're not keeping up with the hot dads here.
Yeah. Colin, I take it from my experience of being all this media stuff. When it's reality TV, it's the bottom.
Yes, okay.
Don't settle for that stuff.
That's fair.
Good to meet you guys. Thanks,
thanks for having us, guys. Thanks so much.
8:42 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. I hope Lil Nas X just puts himself on every country artist song, and country music is like, we don't have any songs left to play anymore.
Right, right.
8:55, good morning, the Morning Reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff, text LUCK, LUCK, to 95819. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. If you're just tuning in, things you've missed this morning. There is already an exclusive podcast up. If you're a subscriber, you should have gotten it. If not, text my first name to our text line. Also, hot dad Clint and his son Colin were just here to visit.
Uh-huh.
We've had a very busy morning, a really good panel full of ladies earlier today. Today's full podcast episode up after 10 o'clock. I'll get to Lion King in 1 second. You a Ryan Murphy fan?
Yes.
I think, to me, it's hit and miss, or mm-hmm, take it or leave it. He did Glee.
Yeah, he's from Toledo, right? He's from this area. I don't know. Yes, he is.
Look that up.
Okay.
Sorry. I know him initially for Nip Tuck, which I was a big fan of until it got really effing weird later in the seasons. And speaking of really effing weird, American Horror Story, as you know, if you've watched, it's very hit or miss, but mm-hmm, he is just like Apple teamed up with a bunch of people. Ryan Murphy's had a relationship with Netflix. It was like a $300 million deal he signed, and he announced he will be adopting Broadway musical The Prom as a movie for Netflix that will come out in 2020. It's about a troop of actors who decide to help a small town Indiana teen who's fighting to go to her local prom with her girlfriend. He's also got, let's see, a teen comedy called The Politician with Ben Platt and Gwyneth Paltrow, as well as The Nurse Ratched origin story, Ratched, with Sarah Paulson, who he obviously collaborates with on American Horror Story and more.
Where's he from? Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's close.
This area-ish.
Ish. Toledo-Apolis. All right, so you were quite excited about The Lion King.
I got sensory overload the last 20 minutes. Hot dad, hot son, Lion King.
I'm not a religious person, but I'm pretty spiritual, and I think that once I was able to shed that anxiety I was riddled with yesterday, mm-hmm, and get to the bottom of that, I was able to unlock this good energy to make all, because it's a good show today, right?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm,
it's, we're 3+ hours into this show.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I have the whole thing. It starts off with some talking, and then it gets really epic, and then you've got to listen to the end. Yes. The end punches you like hot dad
in the gizzard
with nostalgia.
Lion life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps.
Chiwetel?
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Ah, so ready. Let's get chills.
Run away, Simba. The Panda never return. Take your place in the circle of life.
It's all they got me. They got me. It's a good trailer. Then the last 5 seconds, I'm like, I'll pre-order my ticket now.
It's on our Q105 Facebook page, and the voice of Scar.
I can't pronounce it!
Chiwetel Ejiofor, he had his big breakout role in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah,
he played Baron Mordo in the Doctor Strange movie, and he's been in many other. He's a great actor. He's in, is Maleficent Mistress of Evil?
Mm-hmm.
That's the
sequel.
Okay, he's in that, too.
He is?
Yeah.
Disney, and I'm not a huge, huge Disney person, but I'm a fan. They're letting me have it this year. Aladdin, Lion King, Maleficent 2.
I think he's younger than Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman is deceptively old. You know that?
Chadwick Boseman looks like...
What? Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick
Boseman looks like Jaleel, the Valedictorian of Toledo. Like, so, like, skinny. Like a teenager. He's built like a teenager.
The Black Panther stuff was, like, we talked about this, right? Chadwick Boseman is a year older or so than Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah.
When's Lion King come out?
July.
Does it?
Yeah. July, because I think it goes, Lion King.
I can't think that...
Oh, sorry. My coworker texts me.
I can't think that James Earl Jones has done much... In a while.
ID has been found!
Really?
Yes. I'm mad I paid all my parking tickets.
If you're just tuned in, Floyd lost his ID. Well, where did you leave it? It was at work?
Yes. Thank you, Alana and Dina. She's like, we have it. And I'm like, oh.
How do they know it's yours?
Well, hopefully that beautiful milk dud of a man on the front of it.
You are a milk dud.
I'm totally a milk. If I was a sweet, I'd be a milk dud.
Yeah.
I'm so chewy and delicious.
I was thinking more of the body.
or I'm built like a... Really? Well, some of them are like deformed. I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Misshapen, I guess.
Yeah. Not like that. Just your normal milk dud.
Can I be like a peanut butter M&M?
I'd rather be a milk dud.
How about that keyword? So you don't talk about me.
text that national keyword, luck. Luck rhymes with... Muck. Rhymes with the F, but I dare you to text the F word to 95819.
What do you think they would do? It would say like invalid code.
Goes to a computer, I think.
Yeah.
To randomly select a winner, but just text it to get your blanks off.
So milk dud.
Yeah.
Damn.
I put it.
That's my word of the day. Damn.
James Earl Jones I asked you, was like, was that him?
Yeah.
He was the original voice of Mufasa,
so
right?
The story behind that is when they first released that they were going to make a live action, there was literally a petition saying, we don't want anyone else to voice Mufasa except James Earl
Jones.
Jones. I was about to say Ray. That's the guy who shot Martin Luther King. Sorry. Yeah, James Earl Jones. And like, it just took off. Like, it went from like maybe 12 signatures in like 5 seconds to like 65 million. Like, people
still
were just
alive.
Like, yeah, well, clearly.
He's the voice of our generation. He's Darth Vader.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
He's Mufasa. And anytime you hear him in anything else, he used to do He used to be the, when you didn't pay your Verizon bill, welcome to Verizon Wireless.
He was in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, he's the voice of our
people.
He's
not worked a lot lately. And if you would have asked me before this, is he still alive? I would have had to think about it. And you know what's going to be sad?
No, don't you dare say it.
He and Morgan Freeman and another great voice might all die at the same time, and we will be left in silence.
I mean, he's 88.
Yeah.
Who else is another great voice? Morgan, James.
Help us out.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Vingrel Rames.
He's not anywhere near dead.
But I mean, like, he's a great voice. Like, right. When you hear the voice.
He's newish.
Yeah, but like when you hear the voice, you're like,
You didn't know that he was the voice of Arby's.
But now I do. So when I hear it, I go,
Who's another, like, older black guy who's been a voice, great voiceover? Would be Bill Cosby, but he's not working anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
Man,
I don't know.
Somebody will text us. One last thing to wrap this up. You said, obviously, James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader. My dad never included the voice of, or never expounded upon that.
Mm-hmm.
So at, spoiler, at the end of Return of the Jedi.
When his and the head comes off. Oh, you understand. I
was in Floyd voice when I was like 12. I'm like, that's not James Earl Jones.
That's not James Earl Jones.
That's a white man.
That's a white man. When I first started watching Star Wars as a young kid, I remember thinking, like, that man's voice doesn't fit that man's body. I didn't know white or black or James Earl Jones from the guy who played.
Voice actor. What the hell?
Yeah, I was like when he took it off and he was like, Skywalker. And I was like, that's not the same voice. And then as I got older, I go, he was voiced by a black man.
I got one for you.
Who?
Not a black guy.
Mm-hmm. But a voice, though.
But when Peter Cullen dies.
I gotta see the face. I feel like I know this person.
The face won't help either. Cullen.
Mm-hmm. I don't know him. 77. He could go. Who is he? The voice? He's the voice of Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
You're right.
It'll be a lot of mourning for me when he passes.
Mm. Someone says Samuel Jackson. I don't think he's that old, though, but I think he could be. Is he?
He's 70.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did just turn 70. You're right. Because I remember I was like, he looks like he's about 60 or 55.
Black doesn't cry.
We don't. Well, sometimes we do.
Sometimes
we cry. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes you start off like Morgan Freeman when you're like 30. You look like you're 60. And you just stop aging.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Heaven will call James Earl Jones at some point, probably first. And then there will be a cumulative. Then they'll be like, you know what? We need Morgan and Samuel too.
So when like Morgan goes, because he was the voice of God, would Morgan call Morgan home?
I think someone else in wherever you go voices God.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's probably like Gilbert Godfrey.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Sorry.
Was that Optimus Prime?
No.
Five.
I'm
going to master Optimus Prime voice. I'm going to work on it all week.
Daffy? Mickey.
Oh, boy.
sounds just like a talking milk dud.
Horrible.
It's 9:20, so you ran out of time to text in for the national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. But as that promo will tell you in a moment, you have another chance with Russ later on at noon here at Q105. We have a prize to give away in a second. We got some Mighty Ends tickets for today's game. So if you can't go to tonight's game, it'll be a little chilly, but
Indianapolis Indians.
And Indianapolis is practically Toledo.
Or if you're like, censored, Indianapolis Native Americans.
We can say Indians.
Okay,
good. We just can't show a red-faced person.
Okay.
We'll give away those tickets in just a moment. Also, the Walleye are home this weekend for the beginning of the playoffs against another place that's practically in Toledo, Fort Wayne.
Yeah, it's like, it's Toledo adjacent.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in Ohio. They're like the first city in Indiana. It's like we're neighbors.
And they're very similar, like downtown life, because they used to hang out in Fort Wayne all the time.
I know they have an emerging downtown like we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets for the Walleye tomorrow. So they're home Friday and Saturday night for the beginning of their playoff series with Fort Wayne. There's all kinds of news and stuff. I'm kind of done reading Avengers news, and they've been doing a lot of press this week.
Yeah.
Apparently, they shot like five different endings.
so people wouldn't know?
Or
that's exhausting.
I know. But I know this doesn't ring a bell with you. Indulge me for a minute, and I'll maybe bring it up with Ashley again tomorrow. The Game of Thrones producers, D.B. Weiss and Eric Bidioff. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knows or can guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Reddit has, but Reddit's pretty sleuthy and detective-like with this stuff. Mm-hmm. But because we're past the books,
yeah,
you know, it's harder to predict. A lot of people who read the books knew that there would be changes to the show, but they kept it pretty quiet. They didn't reveal secrets for anybody. But I don't think anybody has a good idea how this thing is going to end.
Now, question for me, and I know other shows have done this. Has this show wrapped production altogether?
Yeah.
Because I know some shows won't film the final episode until like a month before it airs.
Well, there's only six of these.
Well, I'm just saying, like, is it one of those things where, like, did they film half of it, and then they're going to film the rest? Oh, so it
it's
is done.
Okay. And I think I saw a story from Sophie Turner the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Grey.
I know who she is. That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
I think she said she only told two people in her life the ending, and one is her husband. Is that?
I think the one of the Jonas.
Joe? It's not Nick, obviously.
Yeah, it is Joe, because Kevin's married to, like, the designer. Yeah,
a normal
yeah.
girl.
Yes.
I mean, it's top secret. They would probably never work again in Hollywood or movies if mm-hmm. they were to reveal it. So the producers have thrown this out there, and it's cryptic, but it's more of a tease than anything. So apparently there's a Game of Thrones, The End is Coming Spotify playlist with like 50 songs. Kanye, Power, you know that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Howlin' for You, The Black Keys, Seven Nation Army, The White Stripes.
Ooh, good song.
It's a mishmash of everything from rock, Van Morrison, Cage the Elephant, Cold, 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 mostly rock, but Kanye's there. And they said, the answer to the ending is 100% hidden in the playlist choices. No one will believe us, but it's true. We were looking for songs that made us feel the way the show made us feel. There's variety in there. Rage is not Johnny Cash, but they both have a deep inherent power.
That's actually kind of genius. Because that just became the number one playlist on Spotify.
So, did it?
Oh, there's no doubt it's not. It's going to be.
There's a TV on the radio. There's a song called Wolf Like Me. Does that mean that they all turn into dire wolves at the end?
Ooh.
I mean, I have...
Or Power. Someone, they all... I don't know how the show, so I can't even talk.
Somebody gets the power?
I was going to say, like, ultimate power?
I don't know. I mean,
Can you post something on Reddit and people dissect it for you?
They can.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's thousands of people who sit and do that, not for a living, but for a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reddit's a great place to find this stuff for mystery box shows like this, but I don't know. And all I know is that I'm going to be disappointed. One, because it's ending. Two, because I think there will be a sad, somber ending. This is not going to be happily ever after.
Mm.
I'd say we do a... Excuse me, an off-air podcast of that alone, but I don't have anybody to do it with, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but... and
have they won awards? I know the I can't think of it, Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage, yeah.
I know he won the Emmy a few times, but other than that, I just know of him.
I think Lena Headey, who plays Cersei, Queen Cersei.
White hair girl?
Has sex with her brother.
Weird.
Gave birth to a lot of kids with her brother. Weird. Yeah, it's won numerous awards.
Okay.
I think I used to say that The Sopranos is probably the best show of my living life.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is now an easy call. Since I've been alive, I think this is the best show that's ever been on television.
Okay.
It made everything else step its game up.
Okay.
I mean, we were very fortunate to have this and Walking Dead in their peaks at the same time.
Okay.
And it challenged everything else to be better. Which made us a winner.
All right.
You got... There's 67 episodes. So, like, there's probably 70 hours of TV.
I should have started last month.
You could totally do it now. You just won't have to come in tomorrow.
But I love my job. And you'll be so lost without me.
You're right.
Your little milk dud.
I couldn't, yeah. I couldn't do this show without you, nor would I want to. I think we're going to have an expert to talk about Lil Nas X coming up.
Oh.
Hang on for
okay.
that.
Okay.
Q105. We're going to have to skip Most Like Tweet today because we have business to do.
Yes.
It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. He hasn't called me for weeks, but I said, hey, I need you on the show, and he rushes into the office. Please let me introduce my friend from the record industry also. He'll take your gambling needs as well.
I'll handicap for you.
Handicap, yes. The DJ Tommy Nappy of worldwide freestyle fame. Where have you been? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I've been traveling. Was at Miami Music Week, Ultra Music Fest, and had David Guetta and Galantis and Cash Cash, and it was pretty crazy. Cool nice. Party at, you know, noon last Friday. It was pretty wild.
On a music, is your Galantis and Ryan Tedder record going to work? I think you're right. It's so Avicii.
Yeah, we're battling with it right now, but it's doing okay.
Okay, I hope it gets a shot. We'll have to talk at some point. We've missed a lot. So the other day I was Floyd and I were talking. We're like, I said, there's this Lil Xan song in country radio rips it off, and we figured out it's Lil Nas X. Now it's Billy Ray, and it was on Good Morning America this morning. What's going on here?
It's the kids are like crazy ridiculous streaming it, loving it. You know, they were struggling a country that country didn't want to play because they claimed it wasn't a country song, and lo and behold, they get one of my old partners. I worked Billy Ray Cyrus, Breaky Heart back in the day when I worked at Mercury Records, and they put him on the track, and I'm looking at iTunes as we speak now, Eric, and in number one is Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, and number two is the regular version of Old Town Road.
I must have misread it. I didn't think it was on there, and it's number one on, both versions are like top three on the Spotify charts too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was talking to another radio station. It's not on my label, but, you know, I'm a lover of music, as you know, and I'm telling some guy he's got to play it. So I said, just put it on now, and I'm playing in my office. All the kids that work out here all came into my office and, like, we'll all high-fiving and the whole deal. It's a phenomenon right now.
Is it a phenomenon? What were people saying that it wasn't a country song? It's totally a country. The only thing not country about it is that he's black, right? Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he is. But I don't know why they didn't respect that it was a country song. And if you listen to it, it really is. You know,
we don't like it. It's pretty. It's catchy, but it's not very good. Like, we're not talking high level production
I'll say with Billy Ray Cyrus added to it, it took it to another level for me.
Now it's more of a song.
Yeah,
you know, too. But listen, I could be wrong. Again, I don't work for a little Nas X's record label, and it could end up. You know, it's a big novelty, and I don't know that he's going to have anything else, and that's what happens sometimes. They're flashing the pans, they go up real fast, they come down real fast, too, but
Of all these songs that we've talked about over the years, like, I like this one the least. Like, I really liked Silento and Watch Me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a good song, I mean, aside from being novelty. Let me ask you Taylor Swift stuff. There are two kind-hearted Taylor Swift stories on back-to-back days. That's usually the harbinger for something coming very soon.
Mm-hmm. that sounds good. You might be onto something. But again, not on my label, but I might know some things.
I still remember. Can you say when? Because I know we talked about this.
Shortly.
Friday?
Next couple of weeks.
Last thing, there's a Game of Thrones song with The Weeknd.
Yeah, it's really, really SZA. Good.
Is that the Travis Scott one?
Yeah, it's Travis Scott and The Weeknd, too.
Yeah, because that totally fits the vibe of Game of Thrones, which has exactly had one black person on the show, I think.
Right. That is coming, and, you know, from what I'm hearing, everybody's talking about saying it's really good.
Did you have
that? And then you guys probably heard the new Jonas Brothers, too, that was in.
Cool?
Yeah.
I'm glad they're back.
I like it.
I think it's going to be a big hit for them. It was, you know, watching the NCAA final, right before the final started, there was like a huge Coca-Cola commercial with the song in it and Jonas Brothers. I'm like, wow, this is genius right now.
Yeah.
What were we were talking about Ari's Monopoly last week as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just dumped that out there, too. Right. It's insane. I mean, had a serious conversation. Look, I'm guessing right now, you know, the label or the artist or the management is saying right now they're into putting as much content in as they can with the artist because all they care about is consumption. It's not about the one song. And if they get consumption on all of them, they're going to make a ton of money.
Yeah, I read something, and somebody kind of, maybe I'm dubbing it, like the Post Malone theory of gaming the Spotify charts, and like the shorter you make the song, the more you can spit out there and just flood the Spotify mm-hmm. playlists.
Yeah, like Khalid has that right now too, Ariana, you know, there's a lot of music, but, you know, the kids love it, and yeah. they are consuming it, and, you know, collecting it, and all those things you want to say.
I consume it, and I'm glad that the weird name in the Weeknd song never went super big, because I love that song.
Right, well, it didn't.
I know, I didn't like burn it into the ground. Did you have Virginia winning at all at the beginning of all this?
Nah. Yeah, I had Virginia winning it all, but I loved Texas Tech in that game, and, you know. I thought, I don't know how they don't cover a guy shooting a three, but they decided not to.
Are you around in the next couple of days? I'll call you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll catch up with you.
All right,
see you, pal. Nice.
Lil Nas X.
Look at
Lil Nas X. I must have overlooked that it was on the iTunes
chart. I bet he performs at the Billboard Awards coming up.
Get it all in now.
Yeah. I think that's Sunday.
I hope he I hope he works with every country artist, and yeah, that format collapses.
More listeners. See this old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha.
Can I go backwards for a second?
Please.
I think you've side-eyed me once, and then we talked about it, but I just want to make sure I don't come off as some kind of ignorant idiot. I think there's only been one African-American person on Game of Thrones. While there have been dozens of people of color, only like one black person. He was a pirate.
Why is that ignorant? You're just observing what the show's about.
I know.
I got your back. If anyone comes for you, come for me first.
What I don't want is
I will Real Housewife them.
Who like tunes in, they're like a passive listener, and they're like, that guy is a flaming racist.
I know we have to wrap up, but remember our first week on the radio and someone said we said something about
the handicap thing.
Yeah, and we got mail from it, and then I talked to my girls at work, they're like, that never was brought up. I was like, okay. That was a dose of reality for me that I had to get a thick skin real fast. That no matter what I say, someone will find a way to say that I said something else. Even though I know the words,
right,
and it's recorded, and we can go back and hear it. But yeah, don't apologize. You're fine. You made an observation. I didn't feel offended.
That's right, my little milk dud.
Yeah. I'm your little black hole milk dud.
There you go.
Happy black hole day.
Not the deformed kind either. Yeah, watch out for that event horizon. You'll never come back.
How far is it from us? I know we got to wrap up. I'm just saying. How far is it?
We're in no danger.
Dang.
We have a better chance of a planet-destroying meteor or asteroid hitting us than having any of that thing affect us.
Okay. You're fine.
Just look at it. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We hope you join us here on the Morning Reboot for Throwback Thursday.
Q105.